From the Fort Worth Zoo, and one of the things that paleontologists do is they study animals of the present to see how animals in the past lived. And so Sean has brought a wonderful example of an animal that was probably scurrying around the feet of dinosaurs.
That's right. 200 million years ago, these animals have remained virtually unchanged, and this is the American alligator, Alligator mississippiensis, it's called. And it's actually an animal we can find in Texas, you can find all throughout the southern portions of the United States and into parts of Mexico. And this little guy here is named Splash, and he's about 3 feet long, and he's got a very strong tail, as you can see. Some of the things that are neat about them are the adaptations they have for today. You notice the coloration of them to be found in swamps or murky type areas.
It looks like a log probably when it's in the water.
Exactly. They also have a unique head structure as well. And I don't know if the cameras can get a good look at it, but you'll notice that the nose up here, which you can see, is
on top
above.
Of two bumps.
Mm-hmm. These are the eyes right here. And right behind there, there's a couple of ears. And so when they're floating in that water, if they're this alligator could get 10, 12 feet long, have that body floating on the surface of the water, most of it underneath, and be able to see, smell, and hear potential prey.
All or, the things you need to do as a hunter.
Exactly. They also have a unique adaptation as well, and they have almost a goggle, a built-in goggle for their eyes. And I don't want to show it necessarily, but they have two eyelids, one just like ours, at top and bottom, and then they have one that goes horizontally, side to side, and it closes off when they go under to swim.
So there's three eyelids.
Exactly. You see the teeth as well?
All too well.
We won't get your magnifying glass too close there. There's actually about 60, maybe 70 teeth in their mouth, and the unique thing is they can lose 1,000 teeth in a lifetime or more. And they basically, in the process of eating, maybe if they get into a confrontation with another animal, those teeth will drop out and then they will be replaced immediately.
So his dental bill is pretty low.
Pretty much. It's not like us that have two sets of teeth and then we have our dentures.
Think of how much money you can make off the tooth fairy, though.
Probably right. This little guy here is, I want to show him back here too as well. Maybe you can see the tail. The tail is very powerful. That's what propels them through the water. It's very strong here where my hand is. Very muscular, and this is almost as much of a weapon as this mouth is. They will literally use that to strike, to swat, and occasionally if they come up close to a bank, they will knock prey into the water and then grab a hold of them with those teeth.
If you think of what its basic function is, and that's to push it through the water, and pushing all this mass, it's got to be very strong.
Exactly.
So
it's like an oar almost.
Yeah, it'd equally be frightening as a weapon.
And one of the things that I want to show you too are the back of the feet, if you can see those as well. Can you grab that foot there? They're actually webbed.
You're going to sure I get my hand back?
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that the head stays over by me.
Okay.
The webbed feet there will help as well when they push themselves through the water. And the front, actually more claw-like, and that's because mom will go up onto the bank, and that's where she'll dig her nest and lay maybe 60 eggs. She'll cover them up, the nest up with some vegetation that eventually rots, and as the sun heats it up, it'll incubate the eggs. And when the babies come out, they start chirping. And mom will come up there, scurry up the bank, and the chirping noise sounds like this. That's the noise they make, and mom will come running up, and then she'll eventually carry those animals down to the water where they're on their own from day one, practically.
So this is one of those rare sort of exceptions in the reptile world where there's parental care provided.
Exactly, and they do the best they can, but when there's 60 babies, you can imagine the little ones have to avoid fish, other alligators, animals,
that
may be coming
things.
Up into the nest, exactly.
So they're pretty close still to the bottom of the food chain when they come out of that egg.
Exactly. They say that 200 million years ago, these animals were very similar, and also they may have been over 40 feet long and weighed as much as three elephants.
My goodness.
So just massive animals, and just the structure of them hasn't changed that much. You notice that they have different scales on the top as well as underneath on the belly. And just a fascinating animal. And this was an endangered species at one time in North America. It is now recovered, and it's quite popular, and it's actually quite numerous in places like Florida and here in our state as well.
Oh.
I'm going to take him off because I have another one
that I want
to show you as well.
Oh, wonderful.